Hey guys, how's it going? It's Eric here. Today, we just have a little announcement about what we're doing on Product Hunt. We're launching,
which is happening right now on Tuesday, August 3rd. This episode dives into why we're doing Product Hunt, but if you're just here for a minute, we would love for you to go to upside.fm/hunt, H-U-N-T, and show us some support on that Product Hunt page.
We'll talk about that more in the episode, but wanted to leave the link here up front in the episode so you could check it out. upside.fm/hunt.
Thank you. The startup investment landscape is changing, and world-class companies are being built outside of Silicon Valley. We find them, talk with them, and discuss the upside of investing in them.
Welcome to Upside. Woo!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Upside Podcast, the first podcast network, finding upside outside of Silicon Valley. I'm Eric Hornung, and I'm accompanied by my co-host, Mr. Upside Upvote himself, Jay Klaus. How's it going, man?
Eric, it's an exciting day. We've been talking about this day for probably actually literal years.
At least three years we've been talking about the idea of it.
Well, I was talking about specifically today, we are launching Upside on Product Hunt, a platform that we've spent a lot of time playing around with. We've spent a lot of time talking about launching Upside on Product Hunt, but we have not yet done so until today.
For listeners who aren't familiar with Product Hunt, it is a site where every single day people launch their new side projects, full-time projects, what they're working on, V2s, V3s, and they list them all on a feed. The best ones make their way to the top. The things that are the most interesting make their way to the top, and you get to see the coolest things launching today.
Usually these products are software products, but recently we've seen a small wave of media companies and sort of media properties, and we thought, why not us? So today, Upside and our podcast network is now on Product Hunt, and we want to tell you a little bit about it. And if you're able to, head over to Product Hunt and check out our page there. We would appreciate that too. But first, Eric, let's talk a little bit about why we're launching on Product Hunt.
We're launching on Product Hunt because we want to get out the message of what we're building here at Upside. I think we've created we found a good base of people who understand what's going on outside of Silicon Valley, who are building in the day-to-day. They're building communities and companies. They're investing in communities and companies. And they have made their way into our network, we've made our way into theirs. What we haven't done is just gone more national. We haven't seen more. We haven't expanded beyond those second and third degree connections. And we want to use this as a megaphone, not just for us, but for all of the founders that are on the show and will be on the show in the future.
And Eric, you pulled some very nice statistics for us here. Last week was our 200th episode of Upside, but we also have 34 episodes of Lay of the Land, 25 episodes of When Pigs Fly, and across those 259 episodes, we have touched 71 different cities.
71. We got to update our little blurb there, Jay. We usually say over 60 cities. Now we get to say over 70 cities.
Over 70 cities that Upside in our network has touched and been a part of. 128 founders, 45 investors, 48 community builders. And Eric, it feels like we're barely scratching the surface of what is possible here.
Yeah, we are barely scratching the surface. I remember when we were around episode 150 or so, I went back and I looked at all of the people who have been on our podcast and were they on another podcast or newsletter or website or blog? And 60% of them were not. And then when you think about all the stories we can tell in each of these cities, look, we've done 3 episodes on Upside in Cleveland. Jeff and the Lay of the Land team have done 34 in less than a year. There's so many stories to tell out there that aren't being told.
And so it is time to scale up. We have proven the model here. We have proven that we can help start and launch shows in local ecosystems. And we are ready to bring on new hosts and new authors, Eric, to help us build localized startup media all across the country.
These can be people who are looking to launch their own podcast, launch their own newsletter, want to do it with some help on professionalizing that from the get-go on the Upside Network. It could be someone who has their own podcast who's saying, you know what? I think it'd be a lot of fun to do this alongside other people who are doing the same thing in different cities across the country. We want to build a community of 50 to 70 cities across the United States. Maybe we'll go beyond and we want to build this thing out. Definitely scale it, Jay. I like that.
A podcast and a newsletter in each of these cities, we're looking to massively increase the footprint of Upside. And so if that speaks to you, dear listener, if you're sitting there saying, I would love to start an email newsletter or a podcast in my local city, we would love for you to check out our Product Hunt listing, first of all. Second of all, let us know that you're interested because we're going to need a lot of help here. But the pros of joining our team, our little community here, is that we will help you launch the show. We will help take care of operations. We will help bring sponsorship to your show, cutting you in on revenue. There's a lot to benefit from by joining the Upside Network.
We built Upside to be remote. Actually, in issue one, we talked about how distributed and remote was the way of the future, and we wanted to build our company to look like we believe the future of work would be.
And if you're not interested in personally helping us start a newsletter or podcast, we would still absolutely appreciate your support today with this Product Hunt launch. We're asking that you go to the link in the show notes, which is upside.fm/hunt. Check out our product.
What was that? Say that one more time.
Upside.fm/hunt, H-U-N-T. Ooh,
nice. That's a good link.
That's a good, good link. Upside.fm/hunt. Apply directly to the forehead. Go to our Product Hunt page. Check it out. Leave us a comment. Leave us some feedback if you're interested in helping support this show. And if you do enjoy that page, you are free to leave us an upvote. That helps as well. We can't technically ask for an upvote, but if you do like the page, I would support you supporting us with an upvote.
Well, that's why you're Mr. Upside Upvote himself. We have had, Jay and I went through every single person that's been on the podcast. Over $1 billion raised by the guests who have founded companies that are on the podcast. Investors have over $2.6 million of assets under management. We want to continue to grow this. We want those numbers to be $10 billion, $250 billion. We want to showcase all of the stories that are happening outside of Silicon Valley.
Lots of fun new things to come. Thank you for being a supporter of the show and listening to this episode and all episodes of Upside that you've listened to. Once again, please go to upside.fm/hunt. That link is in the show notes. We would love your support today on Product Hunt. And we'll be back with a regular episode next week. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear what you think about this episode. So tweet at us at UpsideFM or email us hello@upside.fm and let us know. You can learn more about us and browse our entire back catalog of episodes at upside.fm. And if you love our show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That goes a long way in helping us bring high-quality guests to the show. Rocky and Sylvester, two for underrated, two for underpaid.